John, hang around. Hang around. We've got a special guest on the line. Alex Carey has been good enough to join us. Now, overnight, if you've just woken up, the Australians had a fantastic record-breaking victory in the third and final one day to win the series 2-1 against England. And Alex Carey and Glenn Maxwell saved the day. Alex made 106 off 114 balls. The Australian keeper joins us. Good morning, Alex.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're going all right. Has your adrenaline still pumping after that amazing victory?
Yeah, it was fantastic, I think, to get the result from a couple of days ago where it was very disappointing, and to bounce back and, I guess, win the deciding match in the series is fantastic for you know, everyone involved over here. It's been a good couple of weeks in the biosecurity bubble, and it's great to get some reward.
Well, you were a bit nervous when you got to the crease, and we're under the pump chasing 300. It hadn't been chased before, I think, in England, that level of target.
Yeah, it was. There was a bit going on, and then Marnus was run out as well, so that puts us five down. And then for Maxi to walk out and play the way he does just gave us a lot of confidence that I guess the scoreboard wasn't getting out of control, and the way he was playing, I could just go about my business. And I'm really close to Maxi off the field, and to put that partnership together on the field was fantastic.
Alex, congratulations on the victory, the series victory, and from a personal point for you, to get that first one-day international 100, we're thrilled for you. We've shared a bit with you over the last 12 months, but absolutely thrilled for you. How are you feeling?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we have spoken a bit over the last 12 months, and unfortunately, last time we spoke, it was probably in the semi-final against England, and to, I guess, win a series, it's always great to beat the World Cup winners over here last year, and we'll take a lot of confidence, I guess, coming back to Australia with lots of cricket this summer. And then personally, I'm just really thrilled that we bounced back from the other night and was able to win the series in ODI cricket, which I think we've copped a little bit of stick for over the last probably couple of years, that we haven't played our best. And, it's a good step forward. We understand it's only a small step forward, but with the World Cup 3 years away, we'll take a lot of confidence moving forward out of it.
And Alex, you've moved around a bit. You went up higher in the order at some point in this series and back down a little bit lower for this one at six. Do you think that's the best spot for you, as been proven with what you've been able to do tonight?
Look, it's hard to say. I think we've got a really strong lineup, and you throw Steve Smith back into that team as well. I think that the beauty of having Glenn Maxwell, I guess, after me or you know, batting number seven, is that he could come in any situation and change the game. Ideally, our top order makes a lot of runs, and he's only facing, you know, 10 to 5 overs at the back end, and it's maximum. So, I'm happy batting anywhere for Australia. I love playing for Australia, and it puts a big smile on my face winning this series tonight over here in Manchester.
Oh, Alex, we can hear the excitement in your voice. Well done, congratulations. Well, take us into the rooms. As soon as the winning runs were hit, take us into the rooms. What was it like?
Yeah, the boys were obviously really pumped, and I was really relieved, and so was Maxi for Starkey to, take 10 runs off those last few balls. So really excited. We played a lot of really good cricket over here in England in the last couple of weeks, and didn't quite get the results over the last few days. But I guess that relief tonight to play some really strong cricket and bounce back from that other night. And the guys are excited. We'll probably go our separate ways in the morning, and a few guys will go to the IPL, a few guys will go back to Australia. So to leave with a big smile on our face is great. Moving into what will be a pretty challenging summer, there's a big schedule, there's hubs and bubbles going on. So to take some of that confidence and momentum back into the Australian summer is great.
Yeah, well, you put a smile on the face of a lot of Australian cricket fans this morning, Alex, with the performance, not just yours, but for the boys as well. Well done, buddy. We look forward to spending some time with you through the summer. Enjoy the celebrations.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Great stuff. Alex Carey, Australian wicketkeeper. Mate, he's made a one-day international century today to